Welcome back to the 0 to 60 podcast. My name is Douglas Cox. I'm your host today, and I'm super glad you're with me. Today, I'm going to share a thought that came from a friend of mine. His name is Kevin Herron. In fact, he has his own incredible podcast called Leading the Heart Way, and I would encourage you to check that out if you have a few moments. The title today is Check Your Sensors. 0 to 60 starts now. Kevin told me that not too long ago, he had a check engine light come on in his car while he was driving. You know, that little yellow light in the shape of an engine that when you see it, sends shivers down your spine? Yeah, that one. He dropped it off at the mechanic, expecting the worst. Can you imagine Kevin's relief when the mechanic called to say that the engine was actually fine? The problem was that a sensor had gone out, and it was making the engine think it had a problem. I looked up the word sensor. Here it is defined. It's any device that receives a signal or a stimulus and responds to it in a distinctive manner. We have sensors as well, don't we? Not just vehicles, but you and I have sensors. We use them all the time. The next time you wake up feeling like your dreams are broken, maybe you don't feel like you're running on all 12 cylinders, and you think the check engine light of life is flashing, here's what I want you to do. Check your sensors. How's your attitude sensor? Did you know that if your attitude takes a dive, it can make your brain think that your whole world is crumbling? What about your vision sensor? Have you lost sight of the goal? Or maybe you received a negative response from someone and you let that signal begin to slow you down. Most likely, your body, soul, and mind, they have not malfunctioned at all. I think you may just have a bad sensor. And here's the exciting news. It's a cheap fix. Here's how you fix it. Grab your vision statement. If you don't have one, write one. Read it. Get up, get outside, take a walk, listen to the birds singing, look at the sun rising. Remember who you're doing the things you're doing for. Remember why you're working so hard. Who are those people? Get those pictures in your mind. You'll be back out there running like a 12-cylinder engine in no time, I promise you. Have a great day, and know that great things are coming your way.